Yo. Hi, this is Brookhaven Supervisor Ed Romaine. Long Island has a new place for news, traffic, weather, and information for your local community. It's 103.9 LI News Radio.
Hey, this is Frank McKay. Join me weekdays before Sean Hannity at 2 o'clock for Breaking It Down. We will discuss the hows and whys of national and local politics. We will break it all down for you. Weekdays at 2 on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Starting today at 5 a.m., the kickoff of 103.9 LI News Radio. Suffolk County's source for news, traffic, weather, sports, politics, and information. All kicking off today at 5 a.m.
Hey, this is Senator John Flanagan. Long Island has a new place for news, traffic, weather, and information for the local community. 103.9 LI News Radio.
Live from the Sloman Studio at Long Island MacArthur Airport's Broadcast Center. Sloman's, the trusted provider of home security services. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME to find out how you can get the Sloman Shield for free.
WRCN Riverhead.
This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
And good morning. It's 5 a.m. on this 26th day of December 2013. I'm Jay Oliver, and this is 103.9 LI News Radio. Here are your headlines on this Thursday morning. Long Island's workforce gets a raise. Three students in Greenport arrested. A shooting in Medford saw one killed and three injured. And was it another mall shooting or not? This time on Long Island. In sports, no Christmas presents for Knicks or Nets fans. Right now it's 28 degrees outside MacArthur-Islip Airport, going to a high of 41. We've got these and other stories, as well as traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fives on Long Island's only 24/7 News Talk FM radio station, 103.9 LI News Radio. Well, Newsday's reporting that there was a 3.3% jump of what Long Island's town and city workforce were paid last year as compared to 2011. In dollars and cents, that's a rise of more than $23 million from 2011. According to the report, that's about $252 per resident of Nassau and Suffolk County, which is an increase of over $8 the year before. None of the top wage earners in the 13 towns was a town supervisor. Nine of the 10 highest paid Brookhaven employees worked in the refuse and garbage departments. Police in Greenport arrested three students for alleged committing various thefts. Police say the students are behind a string of break-ins in the Greenport School District. Newsday reporting the students allegedly stole nearly $2,000 in cash from school offices. Police in Suffolk County said one person was killed, three others injured in an apparent shooting in Medford. Officials said the incident happened on Cedarhurst Avenue in Medford and appeared to have been a robbery attempt. That investigation continues. Suffolk police arresting a Bellport man for driving while intoxicated after his passenger was seriously injured when his vehicle struck a pole in Mastic Beach. Police say Ransom Soper was the driver when he struck the pole. Soper was treated and released at Brookhaven Memorial Hospital. The passenger had to be airlifted to Stony Brook Hospital, where he was listed in serious condition. Remember, we've got traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fives on Long Island's 103.9 LI News Radio.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Todd Ant. Utility crews work through Christmas trying to restore power to homes from Michigan to Maine that were continuing violence in South Sudan. Todd Ant, ABC News.
LI News Radio time, just about 4 minutes and change after 5 a.m. This is 103.9 LI News Radio, your 24/7 news talk station. Right now, we have traffic and weather coming up on the fives. We've got sports. We've got the LI Business News Report, as well as a health report
every 30 minutes right here on Long Island's only 24/7 News Talk 1039. Let's go to the traffic. Mr. Bill Kagan takes it away.
Let's start on the Sunrise and Montauk highways. No big problems. Old Country Road, you're looking pretty good on routes 25 and 24 as you make your way over towards the LIE. LIE looks great along with the Neskonset Highway. Do have the lanes closed. Lane closures Ocean Parkway westbound between the Robert Moses Causeway and Wantagh Parkway. Nice start, Long Island Railroad. I'm Bill Gagan on 103.9 LI News Radio.
LI News Radio time, 5:05. It's 8 degrees, going to a high of 41. Let's check out John Weatherby, who has all the conditions.
Hi, good morning, and welcome. This is Long Island weather. Chance of snow or freezing drizzle early, mainly before 10. Then a slight chance of rain between 10 and 3, gradually becoming mostly sunny. High 41. Meteorologist John Weatherby on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Stop paying for comp and liability certificates.